Just checking. Yeah, the offer tree, now do bring it up.
Yes. No, we don't bring it up.
You don't bring it up. So I'll just say the prayer. Okay. I think today's Sunday.
No, she's asking about the weeks.
Well, is it 24 or
25? Oh, right.
It's the 25th in Aubrey starting today.
Yeah. Yes.
The lady was supposed to be doing the reading
is
not arrived yet.
Ah, right. Okay, well.
There's always complications.
Always, but I just go with the flow.
She has arrived, Anne.
She has.
She has.
Is she okay for reading, Anne?
Yep,
there you go.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Which means she's driven all the way here with it on the back. That's impressive. We're here. Service will be done. It's a getting up that's a problem. Oh, well, Presbury, but then went to the Toby Carvery because my daughter Rachel, Jill, was picking Rachel up from Haversack. Yeah, Haversage, yeah. Because she'd come over for a running weekend, and so she was having lunch with us. And also Ruth had come up from Hartbury in Gloucester and for the weekend, so we sort of had a family gathering there. And then but they were late because there was all sorts of fun getting Rachel back. And then I've sort of left them whilst they were eating.
So was she flying back?
Rachel's flying back. I'm actually taking her back. I'm taking her to the airport.
Yes.
Manchester.
Oh, she's flying from Manchester.
Manchester, yeah. So, no, not too bad. Being from Guernsey, you're used to waiting on delayed flights. Oh my golly, no, that's an interesting thing that's happened there. Okay, thank you very much. Starring role. It's all right. I just go here with anyone. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you,
Okay, thank you. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to be here with you, worshipping together. So we start our service as we sing together hymn number 56, King of Glory, King of Peace, 56.
King of glory, King of peace, I will love thee, and that love may never cease, I will move thee. Thou hast granted my request, thou hast heard me, thou didst note my working breast, thou hast spared me. Wherefore with my utmost heart I will sing thee, and the cream of all my heart I will bring thee. Though my sins against me cried, thou didst hear me, and alone when they replied, thou didst hear me. Seven old days, not one in seven, I will praise thee. In my heart, though not in heaven, I can raise thee. Small it is in this poor sort to enroll thee. Even eternity's too short to restore thee.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in awe and wonder, adoring your boundless love and grace. Your love for us is unshakable and eternal, and nothing in all creation can separate us from it. We praise you for the assurance that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, or anything else in all creation can separate us from your love in Christ. We are grateful for your constant presence and unwavering support through every trial and triumph. You are our refuge and strength, and we exalt your holy name. Yet, merciful God, we confess that we have not always lived in the light of your love. We have allowed fear, doubt, and sin to separate us from you. We acknowledge our shortcomings and ask for your forgiveness. Cleanse our hearts and minds, and help us to fully embrace the truth that nothing can separate us from your love. Renew our spirits and guide us to live in a way that reflects your love to others. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we have the assurance of your unending love and forgiveness. In his name we pray. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing together hymn number 51. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. Number 51.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All thy hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
And so we have our reading. It's possibly one of my favourite readings from the Bible, from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 to 39.
The reading starts at verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much. So now we sing together, What a Friend I Have in Jesus. And it's 531. 531.
What a friend I have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Needless fame we bear, oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms here take and shield you. You will find a solace there.
Please be seated. Now, some of you know from last week that I shared with you in the morning that Jill and I were going to see the Rend Collective in concert, their Christian band in concert, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really good, and it was quite an amazing witness and to see the O2 absolutely at the Apollo Theatre, completely full of people of all ages. Now, I'm pleased to say as well, we found out that we're now going to be watching Rick Astley in concert for some of them. You know, that 80s icon. That's in April time, so we're looking forward to that. But it reminds me of one of the previous concerts I went to, which was slightly different. It was at Wembley Stadium, and it's a band called Linkin Park, which is totally different from Rick Astley, I tell you. They are what's known as a new metal group, very loud, but my scene. So, but actually, you know, it was wonderful to go and hear them, to watch them in the stadium. But actually, it was made even better to be in that atmosphere with about 80,000 other people packing out the stadium. And so the noise was immense, and all of them seemed to know all the lyrics, which is quite incredible. So you had all these folk singing together. And I was with my eldest daughter, Rachel, who's 20 at the time. So we were sort of up in the gods, right at the back, but having a good time. But I find these experiences are always good, even better, when you're sharing it with someone else. You see, it wasn't just the music or the show, but the atmosphere that made it. Even, you know, getting there, because we were in London, it was the weekend where it was red hot, you were in the 30s there, travelling in the tubes. The tubes was, well, it was like being in a microwave oven in there. But you then walk with a crowd and all good natured. It's good to be with people. Now, I also enjoy doing a lot of things with Jill, like, for instance, going to a Rick Astley concert. But we like doing things like walking, eating out, holidays, and even sort of doing a number of projects together. Sometimes doing a jigsaw once in a while, but, you know, more physical projects. And now we are back in England from Guernsey to start a new phase in our lives. We are facing opportunities and challenges of a new area, new jobs, new churches. Yet through it all, there is Jesus' promise that he will be with us and that nothing can separate us from his love. The passage that you've heard is, as I said, one of my favourite parts of the Bible. It's a place where St. Paul seems to get so caught up in the thrill and the wonder of the extent of God's love that he declares that nothing can separate a believer from God's love. He says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, Jesus never promised a trouble-free life as one of his followers. But he did promise that he would always be there with us. Now, I've had many good and joyful times, and God has been with me there through them. But I've also had my struggles. At times, battling with anxiety and depression, but I have always felt God has been there with me, whatever I have faced, helping me through it, working with me, working through me. And it's important that promise that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ. That helps me in my faith journey with Jesus and with God. So as we, as a church, move to a new phase of our life, let us rely on God, on Jesus, knowing that he will always be with us. And I pray that you may know the love of God, the length, the breadth, the height, and the depth of it, as Paul said, and that he is with you always. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for the love that you show to us through Jesus. Thank you that you are there for us through thick and thin, whatever stages we are at in our lives. Help us to trust you and have faith in you with everything that we have got. And so, Lord, we come before you with hearts full of thanks for your unending love. And we lift up our prayers to you, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love. We pray for those who are facing hardships and challenges in their lives. And pray that they may find comfort and strength in the assurance of your love. Surround them with your peace and guide them through their trials. We pray for those who are experiencing persecution and suffering for their faith. Grant them courage and resilience. May they know your love is greater than any adversity they may face. Protect them and provide for their needs, Lord. We lift up to you those who are struggling with illness and pain. May your healing touch be upon them. May they find solace in the knowledge that nothing can separate them from your love. We ask that you may give wisdom to the medical professionals caring for them and bring them to a place of restoration. And we pray for our communities and the world. We pray for the church here at Poynton and the Macclesfield Circuit, and we especially pray on this Sunday for Gawsworth. May your Spirit guide us and lead us in your mission. We pray that your love may be evident in our actions and interactions. Help us to be instruments of your peace and love, reaching out to those in need and showing compassion to all. So, Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice in Jesus Christ, for the love that you show to us. Help us to grow in that love and become more like Christ each day of our lives. Amen. Now a prayer for the offertory we've made. Loving God, we thank you for all that you give to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we offer up not just the money, but our lives as well. And we ask that you receive them and use them in your service and for your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we sing together hymn number 661, Give Me the Faith Which Can Remove and Sink a Mountain to a Plain. 661.
Give me the faith which can remove and sink the mountain to a plain. Give me the childlike praying love which longs to build thy house again. Thy love, let it my heart o'erpower, and all my simple soul dear thou. I would the precious time redeem and longer live for this alone, to spend and to be spent for them who have not yet my Saviour known. Fully on this my mission prove, and only breathe to breathe thy love. My talents, gifts, and graces, Lord, into thy blessed hands receive, and let me live to preach thy word, and let me to thy glory live. My every sacred moment spent in publishing the sinner's friend. Enlarge in flame and fill my heart with boundless charity divine. So shall I all my strength exert and love them with a zeal like thine, and lead them to thy open sight, the sheep for whom their shepherd died.
So now we come to our time of communion, and we're going to share the grace, share the peace with each other. Now, I don't know how you do it. Whether it's waving, shaking hands, or whatever. But please feel free to do what you normally do with this. So if I could ask you to turn to page 189 in your service books, 189. And you respond with the bold type. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into the one body. Let us therefore keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Please share the peace as you are accustomed to do. Now, just to explain what we are going to be doing for communion, when I invite you, that I'm going to be saying we're going to be saying a whole lot of words first, but when I invite you to come up, the table is open for all. If you could come up and stand in a semicircle around here, or as you are able, and we will serve you with the bread and the wine, and you take them and give the empty glasses back to the steward as they come along. If any of you are unable to come up to the front, please remain seated and we will come to you. Also, we do also have gluten-free bread, wafers. So if you would rather have that, please let me know. So from page 191. Lord and giver of every good thing, We bring to you bread and wine for our communion, lives and gifts for your kingdom, all for transformation through your grace and love, made known in Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. We praise you, gracious Father, our maker and sustainer. You created the heavens and the earth and formed us in your own image. Though we sinned against you, your love for us was constant, and you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. Sharing our human nature, he was born of Mary and baptized in the Jordan. He proclaimed your kingdom by word and deed and was put to death upon the cross. You raised him from the dead. You exalted him in glory. And through him you have sent your Holy Spirit, calling us to be your people, a community of faith. And so with the angels and archangels and all the choirs of heaven, we join in the triumphant hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, we praise you that on the night in which he was betrayed, our Saviour took bread, gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, and proclaiming his eternal sacrifice, we offer ourselves to you in praise and thanksgiving as we declare the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Send down your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Unite us with him forever, and bring us with the whole creation to your eternal kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. And then if you can turn to page 194, and we say together section D. Lord, we come to your table, trusting in your mercy, and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Those who come to me shall not hunger, and those who believe in me shall never thirst. Draw near with faith. Body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. 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 Just hold on. Do you want to come up? Have you had bread? You've had the bread, but you just...
And wine.
Oh, you put that one. Okay.
Yes.
Right, okay. It's all right, I'll deal with myself. Go now in the love of God. May his love fill you. and guide you now and always. Amen. So we turn to page 197 in the service books, 197. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all people. Amen. So now we sing together hymn number 634, Fight the Good Fight with All Thy Might. 634. Fight the good fight with all your might. Christ is your strength and Christ your right. Lay hold on life and it shall be your joy and crown eternally. Run the straight race through God's good grace. Lift up your eyes and seek His face. Life with its way before you lies. Christ is the path and Christ the prize. Cast care aside upon your guide. Lean and His mercy will provide. Lead and the trusting soul shall prove. Christ is its life and Christ its love. Faint not nor fear, His arm is near. He changes not, and you are dear. Only believe and prove it true, that Christ is all in all to you. You're welcome to join us after the service. I think there's tea and coffee and cake out there, so please join us. And so we finish with the closing prayers on page 197. And so may the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace, in the power of the Spirit, to live and work to God's praise and glory. Thanks be to God. Amen.